This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm confident that the Admiral thought he was carrying out his mission.
But why is
which
it questionable? Why is it questionable to order a strike to kill individuals who are survivors?
These are terrorists. Okay, these are absolute terrorists.
I didn't see this kind of scrutiny when
the Obama administration was launching drone strikes against terrorist organizations in the Middle East. That happened all the time. Okay,
word.
And so I didn't see this kind of scrutiny about the survivors, etc. These are terrorists. They're bringing poison into the United States. They have killed hundreds of thousands of Americans. And we need to understand that. Killed far more Americans than Al-Qaeda or
Osama
bin Laden ever did.
So let me just be precise with you, Congressman.
And so I have no problem with the kinetic strikes that are happening in the Caribbean, killing and destroying the drugs that are killing American citizens and have been killing American citizens for years.
So, the argument here, and welcome back, Dana Lash, with you. The argument here is that they're trying to say that the United States committed an act of war. Oh, really? Huh. And I'm just not going to take any criticism about this from Democrats. The first time I was ever on Bill Maher's show before he repeated a smear of me, which was lame and stupid and illiberal, I was arguing with Paul Begala, and I reminded him that Clinton bombed an aspirin factory in Iraq, remember, and Democrats were rushed to excuse it. There's a really good thread of all of the times Democrats decided that they wanted to just blow stuff up. I mean, a big long one. I mean, you've got the air bridge denial where they, oh gosh, remember the Peruvian and Colombian jets? They had, this was over the Andes, and they shot down a bunch of drug jets over the Andes. Remember that one? That was, I know. CIA was involved. One American missionary was killed. Then you have the billions that we spent, the FARC, the narco-terrorists, going after their routes, their drug routes, all of that. Then they have what? The 1993 Escobar thing, where he was murked on a rooftop, taken care of on a rooftop. I mean, how much do you want to go? I mean, let's not even get into some of this. How far back do you want to go? How current do you want to go? Don't forget, Obama carried out over 500. I didn't realize this was over 500. Over 500 drone strikes globally. And in Colombia, going after narco-terrorists, September 2010, they had all of these drone strikes. Don't forget, in 2012, the Honduras thing. I wrote about this at the time. They had DEA helicopters. There was a convoy, a flotilla, if you will, and they opened fire on this flotilla. And they found no drugs on board, by the way, either. Democrats said it was self-defense. Biden did it again. Colombian forces, FARC, all these narco sites, did it again in June of 2022. Did it again in October of 2023, a Colombian drone that was supported by the U.S. They took out a 12-man convoy that was heading to Sinaloa. July of 2024, again, Democrats celebrated the restraint of the action. I mean, we can go on and on. It is the idea that this is somehow a new thing is idiotic, or that Democrats have never done this, which is idiotic. Now, that's a separate argument from should Trump have done this. And that's, I think, ultimately, when you get past the hypocrisy of the left, which are not the good standard measure of this, you have to ask yourself, okay, well, what is the war crime here? I mean, you had a double tap. And what is the war crime? I would think the war crime is running, is the asymmetrical warfare backed by China that Venezuela is conducting against the United States with the illegal import export of fentanyl. That's what I would think is the war crime. And this is simply national defense. So if you are like me and you look at it in that way, I'm trying to, then you can see why these arguments that the media and its left are making as to whether or not this is a war crime, why that sounds silly. Because this isn't just drug running. This is asymmetrical warfare of poison that is killing more Americans than any war. And that's how a lot of people don't understand asymmetrical warfare. We have people who live in the, I mean, this is one of the reasons why the British were so unsuccessful during the War of Independence. They wanted to wear their bright red jackets and stand in a line and conduct, you know, shoot, see who can shoot the most people. It's really what they wanted. They wanted to carry out a war. They wanted to partially for it to be a war of attrition. Colonists didn't have those numbers, so they had to be crafty. They also didn't have the resources of the British Empire, so they had to be crafty. Asymmetric warfare. Borrowing tactics of whether it was native populations or really advancing the idea of warfare as it had been previously conducted by Washington and others. It's what it was all about. And there are a lot of people today who think that we should still conduct things in the old-fashioned way. Let's everybody wear jackets and patches and, you know, everybody identify. That's not how things are done anymore. And that only works if all parties agree to those rules. All parties don't agree to those rules. All parties don't even agree to the battlefield. So you got to be smarter about it. This is asymmetrical warfare. And if you look at it in that perspective, then you can understand why the United, why the administration reacted as they did to these drug boats. Am I supposed to care that some drug runners were hanging off the side of a boat and they got double tapped? Am I supposed to feel sorry for them? They knowingly engaged in this trade. They went to work with cartels. They boarded a vessel. They're making fat bank running drugs. Am I supposed to feel bad for criminal drug cartel members? That's the question that Republicans need to be asking the left. Wait a minute. If you're going to, first off, do you not realize this is asymmetrical warfare? And then number two, are you telling us that Americans are supposed to feel sorrier for these drug cartel members than the thousands upon thousands that their poison has killed? Now, I'm not a chicken hawk. I'm actually not a big war person, for the lack of a better way to say it. But I also think that this is ridiculous. This is protecting the United States. That's how I look at it. I mean, do I want to see an invasion in Venezuela? Don't be stupid. And that would be stupid to think that. This is not talking about any kind of armed action and boots on the ground in Venezuela. But I do think that they don't like sec war. I think they've been looking for a way to get a scalp. They've been looking for a way to knock this administration. They have not liked sec war because he came in and told all these generals that they were fat to their faces. He came in and told all the pencil pushers who have never won a single war that they're ineffective. And they all got their feelings hurt and they're all out for him. They've been promoting this one guy who came in under Jake Sullivan, for crying out loud. I mean, all of this has been to go after sec death. It's for them to be able to get a scalp. That's what it is. Let's be real about it. And they're saying, oh, he threw an admiral under the bus. Says the Navy leader ordered the boat survivors killed. Well, yeah, they do have that ability. They said, legal experts said that it is, they were trying to argue that it's illegal under U.S. and international law. Whose law? International law is stupid and I don't recognize it. And here's the bottom line, F-A-F-O. You're going to run poison into the United States. We're going to blow your ass up. If you have a problem with that, then consider the alternative, not running drugs into the United States of America. That's it. That's it. I actually want the Chi-Coms that are trying to get a toehold in South America to be deuce and bricks right now. Because there's more to this than just Venezuela. The Chinese are really, really trying to get a foothold in there. It's one of the reasons why there's a lot of pressure on Maduro, who's a Xi Jinping butt boy, trying to get him out of the way. But these weren't alleged drug vessels. They were actual legit drug vessels. And I don't care what Democrats say. They are completely irrelevant to me in this conversation because of the 500 plus drone strikes and the laundry list of actually the exact same thing. But they weren't in waters near the United States. They actually went under Obama Biden into foreign countries to carry these strikes out. There's a big difference there that no one's elucidating. So they're irrelevant. I'm looking at the people that want to be capital L or moderate Republican that are screaming war crime. That's where I'm looking at. And a lot of people are saying this is a big problem for the Trump administration, etc. I'm just trying to. So I don't recognize international law. I don't recognize any international law that still lets China sit at the table, pound all the sand in the whole entire damn world. I don't care. I want people to be absolutely terrified of the United States. So be nice to us. We don't ask for a lot. Don't send poison. Don't send a deluge of illegal criminal migrants. And just be cool, right? Otherwise, we're going to have to turn into Patrick Swayze in the phenomenal cinematic masterpiece, since I haven't mentioned it in at least a month, that is called Roadhouse, which truly missed its moment at the Oscars. So, yeah, a double tap. And, I mean, are we supposed to cry tears? And then you have Mark Kelly, who is so desperate to elevate his name. He's trying to compete for a share of the notoriety with Gavin Newsom. So he's making his rounds. He's trading on his service. Oh, well, you know, they didn't share all the information. Why would anybody want to share all the information with Senator Mark Kelly? They're trying to say that Hegseth allegedly issued the order to, quote, kill everybody after a second strike. Well, if there's anyone left, why are we focusing so much on the United States response and not the Venezuelan provocation of continuing this? Why? I think there's two ways of looking at it. There's some people who don't realize this is asymmetric warfare and other people who do. That is the big difference driving this. Because you have dinosaurs who think, oh, no, it's not a war technically. You know why? Because they don't have uniforms. They don't have all their patches on. They don't have members' jackets. The Washington Post ran with their piece yesterday. Such a stupid hit job. With their national security correspondents that he verbally ordered U.S. forces to kill everyone. The New York Times did the same thing. They've already been walking it back. I don't know if you've seen that or not. That his guidance was actually limited to pre-strike authorization for a lethal kinetic operation. There was no mention of survivors and no mention. So basically, the way that I understand it is this. They're saying that it's illegal to kill the people that they tried to kill on the drug boat. Because their argument 2 days ago was, oh, well, they tried killing some people on a drug boat. Okay. Oh, but they tried killing the leftovers? Oh, my gosh. Now, that is big, bad no-no. Doesn't make sense. It makes zero sense to me. So I don't know. When are we allowed to? I mean, so what if it's a boat full, like that has a nuke on it and it's speeding towards the United States? Not a nuke, maybe like a nerve gas or something, maybe a bio agent. It's in the sea. It's speeding towards the United States. Are we allowed to take that out? Or all of the overwrought, emotional, bleeding heart liberals going to get super upset over that? Please, won't someone think of the narco terrorists? I want these people to make the case to the American people why it's acceptable to allow drug runners that import poison and kill hundreds of thousands of Americans, why it's okay to continue to allow that. And I also want them to explain how it is not asymmetrical warfare, a provocation from Chinese-backed Venezuela. Part of this is to avoid full-on actual war, because you're not going to be able to get boots on the ground. That's stupid to go in Venezuela. But how do you stop poison from coming into the United States? You make people terrified of bringing poison into the United States. What is so hard about this? What is so damn difficult about this for people to understand? We're not going out nation building, so spare me your neocon BS. All the people saying neocon, you're actually neocons. I'm so much more anti-war than you. You should bow down and kiss my ass. This idea that we can't sit here and blow up narco-terrorists running a boat. What would you do? Seriously, make that case. I want those people to explain themselves. As we move our partners over at Ammo Squared, it's a great business idea. By the way, this would be a great gift for someone. Just, you know, open them, get them set up at Ammo Squared. It's America's ammunition reserve. It's a worry-free solution to collecting your ammunition for the future and never again getting caught empty-handed like the great panic buying of 2020. You can choose from over 70 calibers. You set your monthly budget, and then you let Ammo Squared curate your supply. So you automatically set it, forget it, and then they ship it when you need it. It's amazing. I actually, I think I got another shipment coming in. I love the way they, I'm not going to tell you how it's packaged and it arrives, but it's brilliant. That's all I'm going to say. It's great for trying out new calibers, topping off your training rounds, staying ready for whatever comes next. And you can visit ammosquared.com, secure your ammo supply for the future. Don't run out when it counts. Stock up before you train, restock after to stay ready. That's ammosquared.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
My daughter is now saying, damn him, damn Trump, and smashing her hand on the table. And I said, wow, honey, what are you thinking? And she said, he made us move in order for our own safety. And it's now he's destroying the country. You know, listen, she lives here. She hears what I'm saying to you. Not that I go around speaking like this every day if it's not an interview. But I think to myself, you don't want to give this to her. You know, whatever this thing.
So Rosie O'Donnell, she's talking about TDS, and she apparently gave her, I just think that if your kid is that like worked up, you're doing something wrong as a parent. That's kind of insane. She's banging her hand on the table. We had to move. Rosie O'Donnell elected to move. No one made her move. No one was, I mean, for crying out loud, your people were shooting at Trump and killed a conservative activist. So spare me this like victimhood mentality. No one gives a rat's about you. No one cares. Does she even live here? I don't even know. You know why I don't know? Because I don't care. That's why all these people like, oh, it's all about me. Meh. No, I didn't even know she moved. Did you know she moved?
Yeah.
Where did she move to?
She made a big deal about it, Ireland.
I literally would rather like wash and flat iron my hair than have anything to do with talk about Rosie O'Donnell for like any period of time. It's just, I just find these people insufferable. And I have a pet peeve. I have a pet peeve of overly dramatic people I have a pet peeve of people who don't pull their own weight. I got a pet peeve of people who make everything about them, and a pet peeve about overly dramatic people. And she fits all three, like beautifully. This is the only beautiful thing that you can attribute to her. Second hour is coming up. POTUS is having his ninth cabinet meeting. He also is going to be addressing the nation later on. Stick with us. So as we head into the holidays, it's not just about gifts. It's about gratitude and protecting what really matters, family and the future and your financial security. Colin Plume is the CEO at Noble Gold Investments. And I tell you, the market really opened my eyes as to how much can change in a year. I mean, think of it. The market changes fast, the economy, even your own job. So what's the smart way to make sure that your money is actually working for you? While you're sitting with family and thinking about all you've built, remember, Noble Gold Investments is here to guide you. Their team is helpful and informed. No hype, just honest advice. Gold is up 25%. The dollar is down 9%. And gold and silver have outlasted every crash and currency. It's about long-term value and peace of mind, not chasing deals. And so that's why you need to check out Noble Gold. Before you check out for the holidays, though, visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. Open a qualified account and get 10 silver holiday coins. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Today is World AIDS Day, and I've got some very good news for you. Today, the UK becomes the first NATO country to open up every single role in our armed forces to people living with HIV and on treatment, meaning that they can't pass the virus on. This is a substantial milestone for equality and enhances our warfighting readiness by valuing people based on their talents and abilities, not outdated policies and stigma. We've been working closely with our partners, the Terence Higgins Trust and the British HIV Association.
So I'm curious, first off, this isn't Britain. You know, I guess the prevailing thought is, if you don't fight, you can't bleed. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Top of the second hour. The chat's at Rumble, Channel 347, DirecTV. So this is a real thing. I'm not making this up. It is from the Ministry of Defense. It's in Britain, and they're described as secure at home and strong abroad, official axe channel for the UK Ministry of Defense. And they're talking about World AIDS Day. And in their post on X, they say the UK is proud to become the first NATO nation to open up every single role in our armed forces to people living with HIV on treatment. You know, because it's super easy to get the treatment in an active war zone, meaning they cannot pass on the virus. So their idea, I mean, seriously, if you're in an active war zone, how do you get a consistent supply of your treatment? Anybody? What is the cost of this also? Does the British taxpayer have to foot the bill for treatment? You know, the song I have in my head right now is the AIDS song from Team America. AIDS, AIDS, AIDS. How bad is their recruiting? I mean, if you're diabetic, you know, screw you, you can't enter. But AIDS, come on in. If you have like flat feet to the point where you have orthotics, you can't come in. But if you've got the HIV, come on in. You know, I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. How do you, And then NATO? Where's NATO on this? I mean, I don't know. They said, we're the first NATO nation. Well, yeah, you're the only one. You're going to be the only one. Imagine you're out on the battlefield and you're trying to, you know, you're a medic and you're trying to patch up some dude that got blowed up. And, you know, what if he's got the HIV? And what if he can't get treatment? I mean, how do you get treatment in an active war zone? You know, it's real easy to get the stuff they need, right? This isn't Helldivers. You can't just, like, you know, put in a code and have the ship beam it down to you. It's not how this works. It's not how it works. Doesn't work like this. Stop it. Oh, wait, I need to make sure that in my stratagems, I get the HIV treatment. Got the HIV treatment that's just blasted down on Osha Une. Is that the correct? Yeah. You're not even listening. What are you doing over there? No, not you. So I'm just trying to understand this, how this, Kane, would you, what, I mean, you know.
I just think of all the industries where blood could happen. It's the military. So I don't understand. Are they really, like, are they avoiding conscription by doing this? Or what are they, what's the effort here?
It's like, if it's a bad policy, the UK wants it. Right. The dumber, the better. This is the stupidest thing I think I've ever seen in my life. And it's also such a, like, small number of people as well. I don't know. And by the way, apparently it would cost British taxpayers about £400,000 in treatment costs per patient. And that is according to the ukhsa.gov.uk. So are you supposed to tell people, hey, it's not a big deal if your risky lifestyle choices that in which you engage results in you catching a disease that would ultimately cost the taxpayer £400,000 in treatment costs per patient? You have the option of just not going in the military. You also have the option of just not being a drug user or a whore. There is that. Dana, that's so mean. What am I supposed to do? Be like, oh, poor you. Who knew that you could get all these diseases by, you know, screwing everything with a pulse? Who knew? I just can't believe they did this. This is, I mean, the extent to which some people on the left will go to make it seem like they have a no problem with whatever issue you're dealing with is crazy. Don't type it in. What are you saying? Oh yeah, the monkeypox.
They did it with monkeypox.
Right. Kane, who were the people that got the monkeypox?
It was the gay people that engaged in gay people stuff.
Basket weaving.
Yeah, that's what it was.
One way to say it, yeah. So they're that's almost okay. So let me tell you about what Portland's doing. There's a piece up right now on Chapter and Verse. Portland has a woke tree. I'm trying to figure out what was going on with their, okay, so when you think of a Christmas tree lighting, what usually happens? Like, if your town has a Christmas tree lighting, okay, what happens? Tell me.
Usually you find a central location in the city, in the town. They get this giant tree, they install it, and then they go forward with decorating it.
And they'll sing Christmas songs and stuff,
right?
Yeah,
all the celebratory things around it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So at the tree lighting ceremony in Portland, they kind of did it differently. They had a 1,000 or so people. They were in Pioneer Courthouse Square for the city's 41st annual tree lighting. And they didn't mention Christmas. And the event kicked off with, and let me try to get through this, a woman from the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs thanking everyone for coming out on Native American Heritage Day. And then they referred to the ceremony as the tree lighting. And then the microphone was handed to another speaker who was a Hamas lover and decided to use to chant, quote, free Palestine, and said, quote, this is the perfect time to bring this up. There are lots of genocides going on. Can I get a free, quote unquote, Palestine? And then some of the crowd, nah, nah, nah. Oh, but it gets better. Then she decided to lead the crowd in the Strong Woman song. Is this from South Park or is this like an actual song? What is the Strong Woman song? I don't know. And I guess it's like a Native American. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's just not appropriate for a Christmas tree lighting. You miss the mark here. You have one job. And then she goes, I felt it appropriate since we're representing our matriarchs up here. And in our contributor piece over at Chapter and Verse, you know, famous Christmas matriarchs like Jesus, right? The world. So then this was like an hour of this. They had a couple of Christmas carols at the beginning, and then it kicked into the Hamas stuff. I don't know. Then they had the mayor address the crowd, bring out Santa Claus, and then they switched on the tree. Apparently, they didn't even say Christmas. They just said tree. It's the tree. Man, it's not like that. So there's a town nearby where we are called Grapevine, Texas. The main street, you can't even walk down it. It's so bright. And they're like the coated with lights. It's Merry Christmas, Baby Jesus, Nativities, Santa. You got trees. You got everything. And it's they call it the Christmas capital of Texas. It is. Can you know that? You know that street. It's, tell the folks how bright that them lights are.
Yeah, it would put the vacation home to shame.
Christmas vacation. Yeah, it makes Christmas vacation look like amateur hour. So why does it? I mean, what's the problem in saying Christmas tree? Don't do it if you're going to do this stupid stuff. No one wants to hear you up there filleting Hamas. Nobody cares. Get down. Like nobody cares about all your, you know, your ridiculous. Do they actually have a Christian up there on the stage? I'm curious. Was an actual Christian on the Christmas tree stage? You got this terrorist B up there with her flag of a non-existent entity. I don't know. I'm curious. Why does it, and people were asking, why does it have to be so divisive? Why is everything so, well, that's the left. That's what the left does. They have to ruin everything. So I don't know if they actually had any real Christians up there, you know, talking about the Christmas tree, as it were. So, I don't know. This is why aliens don't visit us. Can I save this story for you? Because, you know, we've confirmed a planet, the UN said that they, when the UN says that they have planetary defenses, what they mean is our planetary defenses.
Yes.
So they said that Earth's planetary defenses are going to be observing the interstellar comet 3I Atlas as it races through our solar system. Somebody said it had a heartbeat.
What?
I'm pulling this up. Okay, yeah. So hold up. Here it goes. This is, let me pull this up. New York Post. So there, this one dude who terrifies me because of all his science stuff, Avi Loeb, he's from Harvard. He says it has a heartbeat, a pulse that could provide evidence of artificial origin. That space turd's got a heartbeat, Kane.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of celestial bodies that give off a frequency, and would imagine.
No, he said heartbeat.
Heartbeat.
He said the pulses could be periodic thrusts for orbit corrections or some internal cycle with the spacecraft.
Well,
Kane.
I just think they're finally catching up.
Listen to me, aliens. Let me tell you something. Known. Come to Texas only. Everybody else is weird. Florida's all right, but be careful because you got Florida man down there and everybody's got machetes. Tennessee's all right, but they get real proud of having some better gun laws than we do, so it makes me mad. Oklahoma's great, but real windy and flat. They'll see you a mile away. Just come over here to Texas because we got brisket. Just come to Texas, you know, and don't go to California. Don't do that because you'll immediately get stuck with a fentanyl needle and die. Yeah. Don't go to New York because you'll get killed by a bunch of illegal aliens. I mean, the dangerous ones. And just come to Texas. But I mean, I would be all right with this. What a nice, fun thing for Christmas if it just, you know, that space turd just bloop, descended and it's like, hello, where's your...
Texas brisket could reduce the amount of abductions. That's how good Texas brisket is.
Don't abduct me. Here's some brisket.
Right?
Right? But I don't know. They said that there is all of these... some of this stuff I don't... They said the periodic modulation of its light has to originate from puffs of gas and dust that scatter the sunlight around it. They said the puffs are periodic, like the bloodstream of a heartbeat, and it has multiple jets, which they speculated could be like advanced artificial thrusters. I don't know. And it looks like maybe an intergalactic Morse code. I don't know. They said if it was a natural comet, that there would be some indicators for that. So I don't know. It's very weird.
I feel like this is a really long setup to something that is a PSYOP that they're planning.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, they want a one world government. So imagine what would unify the world.
Yeah, all these suckers are on their own. Hell no. I would want to enlist the aliens and then make everyone fall in line behind us.
Yeah. I mean, I'm enjoying these little stories and updates and the heartbeats and all this, but I think that there's a larger PSYOP in play with this as the narrative beginning.
You're not wrong
beginning.
To be nervous about that.
Yeah.
You know, but it just needs we're the leaders. Only come here. Yep. That's all I'm saying. We got a lot more on the way as we roll towards Florida Man, our partners that help bring you the program. It's the folks over at Super Beats, the turmeric chews, which is one of my favorite products that they make, actually. I mean, I know you got the Super Beats chews and all the other stuff that they have, but if you deal with, you know, inflammation and you deal with, you know, like any kind of, you know, inflammatory issues, the turmeric chews that they have are perfect for this. I think this is one of my favorite supplements, and they taste actually so ridiculously good. It's like a light orange citrus flavor. They don't add sugar to it. They don't add anything like that. So you're not, you know, spiking your blood sugar. But it's a turmeric product from Human. And it's all designed to support healthy inflammatory response with clinically studied turmeric curcumin complex. Now, they don't add just like any turmeric, because a lot of the times, you know, your body, you know, people's bodies struggle to absorb it fully. And so you don't get all of the benefits. They have this clinically studied complex that solves that absorption issue and the all of that. As a result, they have a highly absorbable form of turmeric. And it's a great way, delicious way to support your overall wellness. It's a standout form of the turmeric. In fact, just one serving gives you the equivalent antioxidant support of what you would typically find in really large amounts of standard turmeric extract. So it makes the benefits convenient and enjoyable. It's super easy to take. It's one chew, you unwrap and you eat it. That's what it is. That's it. It's a perfect time to try them, because right now they have an exclusive deal at Sam's Club where you can get $5 off turmeric chews. They're clinically studied high absorption formula. But don't wait, because this offer ends on December 29th. When it's gone, it's gone. So head to Sam's Club, save $5 on your turmeric chews today while you can.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a six-year-old federal program designed to help American businesses cut debt and get a fresh start. They've set a record for the number of cases, bankruptcy cases, filed according to court data. More than 2,200 people and small firms filed bankruptcy this year under the Subchapter 5 rules, so that making it cheaper and faster to win relief from creditors. This is from Equip Bankruptcy Analytics. So these are, you know, higher costs, cautious consumers. These bankruptcies are hitting records hitting a new record as debt is rising. Also, wanted to get this Shopify outage. Everybody was talking about this on Facebook. So Shopify services were temporarily interrupted as an outage on the e-commerce platform disrupted retailers on Cyber Monday. So is that, did I hear correctly that Cyber Monday this year was like one of the busiest that we've ever had, ever?
We're expecting $40+ billion in actual retail activity. Not sure what it ended up being, but.
Interesting. They said that access to the admin interfaces was temporarily unavailable for some merchants, but they said it looks like they got it mitigated. They handled it and they got it turned around pretty quick. But oh my gosh, apparently everybody was talking about this on Monday. Going back, let's see. So the fat jabs are changing how people spend money and time and eating. It's according to MSN, it's creating a psychological shift for the people taking them. And it's affecting, so I read a story, I don't know which one it is or if they're all the same or what, but they were saying that those jabs actually help addicts or they help deal with alcohol addiction. That's kind of crazy. We got a lot more on the way. Stick with us. Folks who help bring you the program, it's the people, our friends over at Burn-A-Gun. Burn-A-Gun shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And with Burn-A-Gun, they don't care about gun-free zone signs. There's no gun-free zones. They're inapplicable. There's no background checks. There's no permits. It can be sent right to your door. Now, I always carry. I have no problem using lethal force. But as I've said a million times, I also understand that there are local and private property and municipal restrictions that may disarm someone and make it to where you can't carry and protect yourself. So you want to make sure that you have a diversified weapons array. You carry knives just like you carry different calibers. The Burn-A-Gun is no different. And there's different models, but honestly, what's the point of it if you're looking for something that's going to be concealable and that you're looking to protect yourself when you can't carry your concealed handgun? And this is where the CL comes in. That's a compact launcher. This thing's like arguably the size of a cell phone. Everything made in the USA. And it's, again, no recoil, super easy target acquisition. And when you consider stun guns, compared to a stun gun, that's like maybe one or two rounds in a stun gun. With the Burn-A-CL, you have a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. So, I mean, in terms of deterrence, there's not a comparison. Visit Burn-A.com/Dana and get your hands on the new Burn-A-CL, BYRNA.com/Dana. Burn-A, tell them Dana sent you.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Where would you place yourself when you think about all of the other Democrats on the national stage, and you are taking a turn on the national stage because of the way this race has been going? The president's labeled you the AOC of Tennessee. Are you the AOC of Tennessee?
I resonate with Democrats who have been trying to lower costs for working families and those that don't take corporate PAC. Tennessee is a state that has been bought and sold to the highest bidder. And the reason this race is so close is because voters in the 7th District want someone who is not going to sell out to special interests, but will represent the people. And that's why I hope we will be able to pull out this win tomorrow.
So that's Afton Ben. I can't deal her name. She's the one who hates everything about Nashville, but also wants to represent Nashville. Yeah. Remember, she was going off on the, what was she mad about? The
mad about country music, the pedal taverns.
The pedal things, and then the women who go and
bachelorettes.
Yeah, bachelorette parties. Probably because, is she single and miserable? Maybe that's why.
Probably.
Here's my issue. And I'm pulling up all my notes on polling on this. This is the Tennessee 7th District. And I wanted to look, and just to make doubly sure, the reason is because I'm a little, this is kind of a weird, I think people need to pay attention to some of what folks are saying in terms of kind of a canary in the coal mine with some things with the GOP. From what I understand and looking at my notes, this was a district that Trump took. He won in 2024 plus 20 in Tennessee's 7th congressional district. He won it in 2020. He won it in 2024. He won it by plus 20. And obviously 2016. The reason this is an issue is because the polling has the Republican 2 points ahead of the Democrat. Now you might say, and these are likely voters. So the average is 2 points. The latest that came out 4 days ago, Emerson College. This was a really legit poll. Margin of error is a little higher, 3.9, but it's almost irrelevant because, I mean, this is even oversampled by Republicans plus 3, and it still only shows the Republican, Matt Van Epps, plus 2. Against Afton, Ben. Now, this is a solid Trump district, plus 20. There's a reason why a lot of Republicans are nervous about this, because we had the last elections, Virginia, that was a wash. That was really bad for Republicans in Virginia. You had the New Jersey thing. And people were saying, oh, well, these are kind of purpley states, blue states. That wasn't the issue, though. The issue is also in all of these other states that have municipal and local elections where you had Republicans that underperformed. Now, Glenn Youngkin, when he won, originally he overperformed. Was not the case this time with Republicans. So this is one of these races that people are very nervous about because there is... And I'm not saying, I need people to stop looking at those of us who know how to read polling, who know how to watch trends. This is literally what I did for years with CNN and ABC and Fox. We know how to watch this stuff. We know what to look for. And I'm telling you, there is something bubbling up that needs to be corrected. Otherwise, this is going to hurt coming up in midterms. Those of us who are very cautious because we like to win have never been wrong with this stuff. I've never been wrong. Ever. I mean, I wrote a book predicting 2016. In 2020, I was saying that there were some issues in some independent heavy purpley blue state areas that the GOP didn't address. And in 2024, we're starting to see some of this, and a lot of it is the economy. The approval on the economy is starting to fall out in terms of favoring Republicans. And this is a very closely divided Congress. Democrats have been working overtime trying to flip a lot of these red districts. They've been putting in a lot of legwork locally. And this is what Republicans really fail to do. You have to understand that national wins are built from the ground up. National wins are built from the unattractive backyards. Everybody wants to focus on the national politics, and that's great. But you need to focus the same, if not more, attention locally, because everything comes from the bottom up. If your base locally is not, you're not going to motivate people from the top down. If your base locally is not motivated to turn out and vote, that's not going to bode well nationally, to say nothing of it not boding well locally. There has been an absence, I believe, of GOP voter outreach. I think that the operation, I think the RNC has not been run well the past couple of years. I do not think it has been at all. And unless they course correct some of this, it's going to be a problem. This is also one of the reasons why I've been warning people away from this Groyper nonsense. Maybe it doesn't move the needle yet so much in meat space, but it gives the optic that it does. And some fake it till you make it is a saying for a reason. Right when you build a big coalition, the last thing that you want is to have grifting dividers infiltrate a movement of which they've never actually been part of and never contributed anything, to try to divide it and tear it apart based on leftist identity politics. That destroys coalitions. And people will see that, and it will affect those independents, because elections are determined in the margins, and this will affect that. That's one of the reasons I've been sounding the alarm on that. It's less about the people in charge, and it's more about how this is, some of this stuff has to be dealt with. This is troubling in Tennessee for it to be this close. And this is not necessarily, this is not, you know, a blue district. A lot of independents in this district. Again, like I said, Trump took this plus 20 in 2024. He's always been double digits ahead. That's why it's incredibly disconcerting to see a plus two. And that is an average. There's not a single poll showing him pulling a significant lead. And most of the polls, he's behind. And maybe you could say that it has to do with candidate quality. And this is too late in the game to talk about candidate quality. The debate on candidate quality has to do with that. That comes during the primary, vetting for the primary. The other problem is that this isn't, and Kay makes the point, well, it's a midterm off-cycle election. But that's not how polls read it. Polls are always consistent in terms of enthusiasm, even if that enthusiasm doesn't necessarily translate to boots on the ground at ballot boxes. The big issue is there is some sort of discontentment. This has come up in polling, even in obscure places. Like there was polling done. There were a number of municipal and local races in different parts of Kansas, Wichita, for instance. And Republicans actually took a negative seven hit in polling in those areas. And these are solid red areas. There were some Virginia districts that Trump really performed well in that took hits during their last election. There is a big issue here that needs to be addressed by Republicans. And the answer can't always be, well, don't listen to the lamestream media. Like, it's a spin. It's not. We're looking at the math. And the reason that we're sounding the alarm is because we actually want to win. We don't want to stick our heads in the sand and let this problem bubble up. Course correct now. Because if you don't, Democrats are going to exploit the ever-loving hell out of this. And they are going to beat Republicans into a hole in the ground coming up in midterms. There is a sentiment that is taking root, and it is costing Republicans enthusiasm and voters, and ultimately, as a result, victories. And it was only in, I think it's way too late that the National Republican, that the RNC got involved in this race. He had already been on the downturn looking at defeat before the RNC got involved, in my opinion, in the 11th hour. They've had meetings over this. There's been a lot of discussion. I know that they've dumped a lot of money now into ad buys, etc. And looking at some of this stuff, like, there's a gender divide. Men have been breaking for and Tennessee Van Epps. Women have been breaking for Ben. And you're looking at anywhere from 51 to 42 in terms of men for Van Epps, and 50 to 44 for Ben. But women, both of them have each has a 47% favorable rating amongst voters, 41% unfavorable rating. Trump holds a 47% job approval in Tennessee, 49% disapproval rating. This is a huge reversal. Because when he carried that district by 22 points, he had, I think it was like over 50% approval. It was like almost 60% approval rating. Something is up, whether it's messaging, I think a lot of it is people are, some of the stuff that I'm hearing is people are saying that a lot of these trade deals aren't being made fast enough. And so there's some discontentment with the taxes and tariffs and, you know, thing, you know, inflation, things like that. People are happy with immigration and looking at some of this stuff, but there is something going on here. And I think it's stemming from the economic policy. It's not hitting fast enough. What have I told you in the very beginning? Republicans have to hit the ground running, and they have to get these wins and get these notches and get these deals and start providing, allowing economic relief to hit taxpayers, or you're going to see a revolt in midterms. My analysis and looking at this, and this is early, is that this discontentment is starting to drive this. And the approval as it relates to the economy is already starting to dip, not tank. I think the spin is by how much. The reality is it is a dip. The spin is by how much. That has to be course corrected immediately. Because a lot of these things take a little bit for voters to feel the benefit of it. And I know everyone's like, well, let Trump cook. He's doing this stuff. Guys, we don't have the luxury of that. We had both parties that screwed around for decades, and now we are in crunch time. We do not have time on the clock to let you cook. You got to get it done now, or you got to find some kind of stopgap in order to get it done. Otherwise, you're getting your asses kicked in midterms. And then you want to talk about a lame duck? You're going to have the lamest duck remaining of this presidential term that you've ever seen. You're going to see a fight for SCOTUS. You're going to see courts overhauled. And you're going to be an impeachment palooza. So all this griper nonsense, all of that stuff, this is all a psyop designed to distract and divide and actually usher in Democrat victory in midterms. All of this, we need to focus. You got to talk about the economy. You have to excommunicado these people that are bringing division and trying to divide the coalition, which is hanging together by threads, in order to crawl across this line coming up in 2026, because all this is going to get worse. Don't forget, we're going to be back here in just what, Kane, 4 weeks?
Yeah, pretty much 6 weeks.
Battling over the budget and another shutdown. And guess what? They're going to do a 3-month agreement, and then you're going to be back here in spring. They're going to do another 3-month agreement. Then you're going to be back here in into summer, right when election is really kicked up into high gear. Democrats are looking long term. Republicans are just fighting to keep their heads above the water with us. So I'm warning you. You got to have wins on that board. And I'm not just talking about announcements. I mean actual codified wins. In effect, wins. And Republicans need to be spiking the football hard on the wins that they have, because people want to see those victories. That's not gauche or vulgar to do so. People need to be reminded of the wins that have been delivered. That's part of outreach. So I'm warning people, it's not spin. It's a warning from people who desperately want to win. Our partners that bring you the program, it's our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service that's out there. They want to get you set up with the best service. I mean, it is, you know, Christmas is already coming. We're already in December. It's already December 2nd. So think about maybe, you know, a lot of people like to get, you know, maybe upgrade their phones for Christmas. Patriot Mobile can help you out with that. Look, here's the thing. If you're stuck in a contract or you owe money on your phone, they have a contract buyout program to make it easy to switch. They are like-minded. They support the causes that matter to you. They don't undermine what you do at the ballot box or any of your advocacy with any of their political actions at all. They're, like I said, incredibly like-minded. And they also have the best customer service out there, a total U.S.-based team that makes it easy for you to switch. You can keep your number and phone or upgrade and get entirely new everything. It's up to you. But they also offer premium access on all 3 major U.S. networks. So they provide the same or better coverage at a lower cost than major carriers. So Switch today. It's so easy to do. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana, and you can also call 972-PATRIOT. Promo code Dana will get you a free month of service, so make sure to use that. patriotmobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT, promo code Dana for that free month of service. Switch today.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, here we got first up. This is bear spray versus the badge. A Florida man douses 8 deputies and a canine while fleeing a warrant. I'm going to grab him by his skater hair and flip him around. Kyle Young, warrant execution. Florida's Treasure Coast turned volatile. Suspect unleashed a canister of bear repellent on a swarm of sheriff's deputies and a police canine. They had to get treatment for chemical exposure. Is the dog okay? I think the dog's okay. He ignored commands, tried to bolt in the wood lines. They ended up catching him. I feel like he should be bear sprayed now and then tased. That's just me. Don't tell me about cruel and unusual because I don't have a belief in that when it deals with violent criminals. Let's see. Also, a man broke into a house and unwrapped all their Christmas gifts and then napped on the couch. That's an actual thing. Bangor, Florida man in Maine, he a 50-year-old. I can't believe this guy's 50. I'm going to have to save this for tomorrow because you need to see how this guy does not look 50. Our third hour is coming up. Short this segment. Apologies. We'll make it better tomorrow. Third hour. Our partners that'll bring you the program, it's the folks over at Relief Factor. They want me to tell you about this dude named Travis Clark. I guess he's a runner. I'm not very sure. I'm not quite sure who Travis Clark is. I think he's a runner, but they said that he told them that before Relief Factor, it took him an hour to walk a mile, and today he can walk 4 miles in that same hour. He even began running again for the first time in a decade. So Relief Factor supports your body's natural inflammatory response. It causes the aches and the stiffness and the discomfort, etc. It targets inflammation that can keep you from exercising and enjoying the things that you love. And it is a 100% drug-free formula made with research-backed ingredients, including omega-3s and resveratrol, all designed to support relief from everyday discomfort, maintaining those healthy joints and muscles, promoting better movement and less pain over time. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start for just $19.95. It's less than a dollar a day, and it's less than a cup of coffee. Don't wait. Visit relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF and get started today and take your first step towards feeling better.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
I was reading about this morning, and isn't it, the way that I understood it to be, is that it is a billionaire that decided to put $250 into the accounts of 25 million American kids, kind of kick-starting the program. And there's terms of eligibility. Michael and Susan Dell, they pledged to put $250 into the accounts of 25 million kids in one of the largest ever philanthropic donations to Americans. They said it's seed money. They're calling them Trump accounts. And they're going to gift the federal government. Now, this is where I've got a problem. I have a major problem with this. Federal government's going to give $1,000 to babies born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st of 2028. The Dell's separate donation will extend the program to kids up to 10 years old. There have been really, you know, even though we've got people like Bill Gates who always talk about raising taxes, there have actually been very few donations in the past 25 years that have exceeded a billion like this. So it's the largest. But the bigger thing is the federal government giving all these kids $1,000. Now, looking at Forbes, looking at this piece here, give me a moment, I'm pulling this up. So they're calling it the Trump Account Program. It's a component of the One Big Beautiful Bill that was passed earlier in the year. So it's a one-time federal contribution separately of $1,000. This is welfare. Am I wrong? I mean, where's the money coming from? I pay out the nose in taxes and I'm not getting an extra $1,000. So why am I penalized? And we work hard. I worked till 11 o'clock last night. I filed my column for the Washington Times and I was getting stuff prepared for today. So sorry, but if we're just going to start giving out taxpayer dollars to people, how in the hell are you telling me that this ain't some Obama stuff? Now, the Dell thing separately, I think that's fine. That's, you know, if private people want to donate, that's fine. But this $1,000 federal dump into people's bank accounts, how is that not welfare? What am I missing? Because that is not a private, that's not part of the Dell philanthropic gift. That's separate. So I'm curious, because this is, I mean, $1,000 into a new investment account for all children born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st, 2028. I mean, Kane, that's going to end up being billions.
Yeah, as long as they're a U.S. citizen.
That's still irrelevant to me.
It's not
welfare.
Just for any child born.
It's still welfare. I mean, that's, I mean, isn't it, I get pretty salty about it because look, what did I tell y'all last hour? Republicans are already having a hard time with messaging on the economy. This is not the time to turn into socialism. And I've already been seeing a couple of pieces about this. In fact, I got a couple saved. Some of the stuff that I was seeing just this morning. Number one, is economic anxiety driving people to socialism? Number two, it gets into Republican woes on economy prime for socialist support. You got to look, I'm going to tell you, what are some of the other programs I talked about earlier in the year? Paying women to have babies, that was floated and proposed and heavily lobbied in D.C. And now you got something like this. This is welfare. This is just wealth redistribution. It's all it is.
I would disagree with the fact that it's welfare as we know it. welfare as we know it now is government provides the money, people take advantage of that money immediately, and then it's gone and wasted or whatever.
This is still this government providing the money.
No, it's true, but this is something that cannot be touched by anyone until the recipient is 18 years old.
That doesn't matter. That's still the government.
To me, that's enough of a nuance to not call it welfare.
That's not a nuance. It's welfare. You're taking people's money and giving it to other people. Well, I'm not getting $1,000 back in taxes. It's going to some kid.
No. That's,
I don't know.
Right. And that's
an 18-year-old, and they don't get it until they're adults.
Yes.
So this is not like we're out buying bread for hungry AOC babies.
Yes. Now, what if the administration, I'm not saying that they've said this because I've seen rumors of this, but haven't seen the administration say it, that this money is not coming from taxpayers, but coming from the extracurricular things the Treasury has done and made money from. That
with taxpayer dollars. It's all taxpayer money.
Yeah, but these funds that have already been allocated and already out in the sphere making that money and coming and bringing that back additional
I want more tax dollars returned to me. If that is my money that's being used in that effort, then Trump, that's my money still.
And he's addressed that with the elimination and the talk of the elimination of the income tax.
My taxes, talk of it. All we hear is talk.
Well, that's
of it.
All this is right now.
There's no. This is a plan that they're actually going to propose and push.
Yeah,
and I guarantee them to you, they're going to be giving out $1,000 to everybody popping out kids from January 1st of 26 all the way going into 28. They're going to which is federal money coming in from the federal government. I mean, we're not getting any of that back.
No,
they haven't cut our taxes. That's going to get passed before there's any reduction in the tax burden. And people can go, well, you got tax relief in the One Big Beautiful Bill. You got a pittance.
Yeah,
Republicans gave everybody a hand tap, and they want to be celebrated for it.
The tax cuts in 2017 were made permanent in the Big Beautiful Bill. And then the talk of eliminating the income tax because of what's coming in from the activities, financial activities. Well, I mean, you have all this, you know, I guess you're certain that this will happen, but not.
Did they
that.
Repeal Obamacare?
No, they haven't even.
No, they're
haven't
talking
even
about extending the subsidies. That's why I don't think that they'll ever get rid of income taxes.
Yeah, there are certain Republicans that are, which we don't agree with, extending the subsidies. We'd rather fix what's broken and not continue to throw money at what's broken, which is what the left and some Republicans are suggesting with the ACA.
Lorraine makes a good point. She says that $1,000 per kid should be used to pay down the debt because that will help all of us more.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I agree with that.
I would agree with that.
Because this is just welfare. The way they're talking about it, it's welfare. It's complete Obama welfare. It is no different than what I'd expect a Democrat majority to propose and pass.
I would like the administration to contextualize these things in a way that doesn't leave doubt or doesn't leave some more questions, right? Because that's where we are. And you're not confident that that they won't pass this, right?
Correct.
But you are kind of confident that he won't pass income tax.
No, I know
reform.
He won't because A, there's not enough Republicans that'll do it. B, there's no Democrats that will do it. It's never going to happen. They'll never do it. I mean, the simple fact is it's easier to overhaul Obamacare, which is a major drain on the economy right now. It's easier to overhaul that than it would be to get rid of the income tax right now, and they can't even do that.
I agree, because overhauling Obamacare would just simply mean ending it.
Exactly.
That's easy to do, which is something we should have done a long time ago.
I'm just going to warn you, if this passes, the rage. This is the stuff I'm talking about. I'm not going to go out there and blow smoke up people's backsides and be like, oh, it's a good thing. It's not. This is disastrous to give. It's welfare. That is welfare. So I don't know. The private thing, the Dells, good for them. If that's what they want to do with their money, I applaud them. I think that that's, you know, it's a wonderful thing that they did. But the taxpayers kind of sliding that in under the door. Oh, yeah. And by the way, the federal government's going to pay $1,000. So the Dells give your kids, and the Dells are just doing, it's 25 million kids. How many kids do you, you know what? Let's ask AI. I hate using AI. I'd, I've asked it two questions. This is the third thing I've ever asked AI in my life. How many kids are expected to be born in the United States between January
2025 to January?
No, January 1st, 2026.
Oh, okay, because it says 25.
Yeah, January 1st, 2026, and January, 1st, 2028. Let's see. Let's ask. It's thinking. Searching the web. Oh, already. That was very fast. So they're looking at, that's 2 years, 24 full months, covering all births in a calendar year. Oh, gosh, Kane.
How many?
A lot. 7,350,667.
So a little over 3.5 milli per year?
Yeah. So that's now.
Those aren't great birth rates when you think about it.
No, it's horrible birth rates. So if you're looking at giving each one of those $1,000. Oh, wow. That's a lot of money. I mean, that's billions. Is that $735 billion? That's what I'm seeing. I know we got to go here in a moment, but we're going to come back to this. Dude. Well, because we're just made of money. So happy that we all get bent over a barrel and taxed to death. It's great. Yeah, and Lorraine asks, does anyone actually believe that that program would be allowed to end in 2028? Hell no. No. That might be one of the worst things the Republican Party ever does.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I'm pretty sure, Kane, is this an anime? Species in Chernobyl, in the Chernobyl disaster zone, is mutating and it feeds on nuclear radiation. It's a black fungus. Oh, it's the blob. That's what it sounds like. The mutants of Chernobyl. It's apparently a dark fungi. And it displays a radiation hunting behavior. So it didn't just survive the fallout. It now grows faster when radiation is present and actually moves towards it. That's insane. And it has a radiation eating superpower that is, it's given from melanin. The name of the, I'm not going to say this right, the fungus is the C. spherospermin.
That sounds right.
Yeah, it sounds legit. Let's see. A man was killed by a tree that fell on him while snow blowing. Yeah, it is that time of year. Ooh, this is sad. It's in Minnesota. National Weather Service said a man was killed by a tree that fell on him Wednesday morning. The 69-year-old was found by his wife, and the high winds, the tree was covered by heavy wet snow, just made for a disaster. Let's see. A lost generation of news consumers. Surveys show teenagers dislike the news media. Because it's garbage. That's why. It's absolute garbage. No shock there. No shock. Also, this last supermoon of the year. Do you watch this stuff? I don't. It's going to be coming up in December skies here soon. It's going to be 14% bigger than the last supermoon. Apparently, it's Thursday. Stick with us. More in store.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. Five-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back to the program, bottom of this third hour. So $7.3 billion in welfare, that's what we determined, because before we went to break, we were talking about this proposal, this giving kids money. So you have this a billionaire couple who are gifting the Dells. They're putting $250 into the accounts of 25 million American kids. Now, the federal government, they're going to give $1,000 to all babies born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st, 2028. So we were doing the math on that, and that's like the birth rate actually was kind of low, honestly, I thought. 7,350,667. That's estimated in between that. So you're looking at 7.3 billion. So 7,350,667,000. That's the estimated, if it's an annual, or if it's the $1,000 to the kids. Now, that's, as we were saying, is welfare, absolute welfare. And I think that the One Big Beautiful Bill was great, and we got tax cuts that were made permanent, but it only amounts to something like 1.6 after tax income. So it's nice, but considering that, I mean, I'm getting a fraction of what I paid in taxes. A fraction. You guys would die if you knew what I paid in tax. That's why I get, because I'm like the poorest person in my income bracket. I don't have like multi-million dollar network TV money. We don't have that. It's a very small operation. Like I'm not going to say too much, but that's how it is. We do not have a multi-million dollar network behind us. It's just us. So, I get really aggravated about this stuff because there are things that we would like to do, like expand the studio, and things that we can't because we have to, you know, I've paid a lot of money in taxes, enough that it would be several salaries. Yeah, nice salaries. Can't expand. You can't hire anybody else on. And that's just the way it is. So I get really aggravated being told that I'm being forced to give my taxpayer dollars as a form of welfare to pay people for having kids. That's welfare. That is not Republican. It is Democrat. And if it costs Republicans votes, I hope it does, because they deserve it for proposing some Obama level nonsense. That is asinine. And as Lorraine said before break, it would work so much better to go towards paying down the debt. It really would. I know that people are obsessed with Hungary in terms of modeling what Hungary did, because everyone only goes a third of the way into the story and then they stop. So they always like to say, well, Viktor Orban, you know, in Hungary, they were paying people to have kids to save their birth rate. And guess what? It didn't work. The birth rate fell again. It only lasted for like a year and a half. And the birth rate dropped again. And there for about nine, 10 months, it was actually lower than the low that it was prior to that program. It didn't do anything. There are a lot more factors at play than just that. It is a myopic, ridiculous way to target an issue that has more variables causing it than just money. It is absolute welfare. It is an insult to voters. And if Republicans want to lose midterms, go ahead. Because there's, I mean, we were told over and over again by this damn party, oh, we're going to repeal Obamacare. Obamacare is such a drain on the economy. It has ruined healthcare. Republicans, how many of them, those people did you hear tell you, oh, we're going to repeal Obamacare? You heard their promises. Oh, just give me your vote and we'll go repeal Obamacare. 4 years since the damn thing passed in 2010. That's what we heard. And they never did. In fact, they're talking about now extending the subsidies. They can't even stop that. And even when Republicans had more numbers in the House, they still didn't do it. So now you're hearing the same thing all over again. Oh, we'll vote for us because we will make sure that this is done, that this is repealed. I don't believe you. No one believes them. So it's a problem. Now, this, I don't know. It's welfare, but plain and simple. And it's going to cost over $7.3 billion of money that we don't have. We're already spending. And people are already overtaxed. You know, I'm looking at this. And it's great. You know, the tax savings and the one big beautiful bill, making not all of them were made permanent. Some of them sunset, but some of them were made permanent. So don't be fooled. And we've talked about this in depth. But the percentage of after tax income, on average, it's 1.6. So half of what you're going to be getting back is going away, basically, to pay for this. If people want to increase the birth rate, reduce government, reduce spending. That would do so much, but they don't. People are too lazy to see that in D.C., and they don't want to do it. They don't want to spend the political capital to do it. So instead of effort, they're just going to allow us to slide further into socialism. As mad as you were over too big to fail, you should be equally mad over this. And you have every right to be. And people who say that criticism of it, oh, well, you're just betraying your party. No, the party will betray voters by doing this. That's where the real betrayal is. It's not America first. Just take your voters' money and give it to other and redistribute the income. That's Obama first. That's what Democrats did. That's socialism first. It's not America first. So it's a real problem. There's a lot of infighting right now on the Republican side, too, and they got to get over this. There's, you know, we were talking about Sec War, Dan Bongino as well, who's head of FBI. They've really been going after Sec War for this stuff and for the Venezuelan thing. And I keep seeing this audio of Mark Kelly. He really wants Hegseth to be the tool that he uses to leverage himself into more of a national profile so he can compete better for president. And he has really been hammering this hard. I saw some video where he was like, oh, he runs around talking about lethality and warrior ethos and killing people. And that's, you know, that's not the message that should be coming from the Secretary of Defense. Actually, it should be. Yes. It's the Secretary of Defense. It absolutely should be. That's absolutely what should be happening. I mean, Secretary of War now. We've been too, what's the word I'm looking for? Vanilla? And we've allowed so much in this nation. I like a more Patton-esque approach. Myself. I like a Patton-esque approach. That's just sort of my thoughts on it. And Mark Kelly's mad. Mark Kelly, of course, thinks that he is the bouncer for anything that has to do with veterans and government. Okay. I don't know. I got a couple of other things to talk about as well. The Islamism in America. It's a real thing. We're starting to see more of it. I wanted to share with you this piece that I saw that has to do with immigration. And remember, we've had, you know, issues of some of these Afghan nationals that were here illegally that overstayed visas. In the New York Times the other day, they were talking about the deluge at the border and really in conjunction with this and social security numbers and Minnesota, Somalia. This was an actual paragraph, quote, Mr. Biden allowed many migrants to enter the country temporarily as a way to incentivize them to cross the border illegally. Those people became eligible to work in the United States, receive social security numbers, and in some cases, receive federal benefits. I'm sorry, what? Let me read it again. Mr. Biden allowed many migrants to enter the country temporarily as a way to incentivize them to avoid crossing the border illegally. Kane. I feel like reading comprehension isn't this author's strong suit.
No.
If they're entering even temporarily, that is still, Kane, illegally. This is the New York Times. This is one day ago. And then giving everybody social security numbers and federal benefits.
I mean, I know you probably don't forget this because we played and saw those images on the show when it was going on, but remember when Texas put that razor wire on the border and then the Biden administration brought forklifts and lifted that razor wire up so these people could illegally cross over?
Yep.
Literally, that was their main efforts.
Right in front of Border Patrol.
Those were their main efforts then, and it apparently still is today.
We let them come in so they didn't come in. Let them come in illegally so they didn't come in illegally. That doesn't make any sense at all. Not at all. That's okay. Also, relatedly, I got two stories here to get into. Let me get this honor killing. This is like, I keep seeing stories about this. And this is coming from Red State. And it talks about an honor killing that took place May 1994. So they're seeing more honor killings in Europe, and we've already seen a couple of honor killings here in the United States. One of the most famous ones was just a few years ago here in Irving, Texas, where a father killed his two daughters because they were too westernized. They have been talking about, in the Netherlands, they've been having issues with this. They had an 18-year-old who went missing, and after she was reported missing, they found her pretty partially dismembered. Her father and brothers are being prosecuted, and they said that they killed her because she had disgraced their family, and that, quote, honor killings are a part of our culture, end quote. They said that her brothers lured her to Rotterdam, where they took her to a secluded location. The father joined them, and then they killed her. And they have been fighting Dutch prosecutors, saying this is our culture and you're being racist for prosecuting us. You are being racist for prosecuting us for what's in our culture. So their argument is that they should be able to kill people because it's part of their culture. And if you prosecute them for it, you're the bigot. I'm actually surprised the Dutch prosecutors didn't totally cave at that. That's for real. That's a thing. That is an absolute real thing. And now you have, I was reading this report, pulling this up. Middle East Forum says in Europe, there are about over 900 no-go zones across Europe. The New York Times was one of the first publications to write about it when several years ago they wrote a piece about how certain parts of Paris had become no-go zones, particularly in the evenings. And then it started happening in the UK. Is this going to be happening in Minnesota? I'm curious. In Minnesota, they had a Islamist named Kwalinli Ibrahim who kidnapped a 12-year-old girl and raped her. And remember how I told you in the Netherlands, the brothers who committed the honor killing, their defense was that this is part of our culture and you're a bigot for prosecuting us. Well, guess what they're doing now in St. Paul? The St. Paul Islamic Center wrote a letter of community support for this violent rapist, saying that he just hasn't assimilated yet into non-Somali culture. That is a real thing. It was this summer. They wrote a letter to Judge Michael Burns, 7 paragraphs, and they said that he has to still provide for his family and that it's cruel and that he just hasn't yet assimilated into non-Somali culture. They literally used the same argument that the honor killing brothers used in the Netherlands. It's already happening here.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. I'll be on Fox Business in the 4 p.m. Central, I think, hour, talking about the travel ban that is being proposed. You guys, we talked about this a little bit. It's been a big news day, and POTUS is speaking right now too, but we just don't have the time to cut to it. It'll be in the 3 p.m. East, 3 Central, 4 Eastern, 3 Central. I don't know, it's time zones. Talking about those, the travel ban. So one of the things POTUS is addressing right now is this, and then he's talking about that $1,000 thing, and also the philanthropic donation too from the Dells, which is pretty nice. So we'll have all that coming up, and then make sure you go sign up over at Chapter and Verse Substack, because got some good pieces up there as well about that the Christmas tree. And one of you all sent me about the I'm looking for it, the Oregon. So apparently the Eugene, Oregon city manager, they banned Christmas trees in Eugene public spaces because the tree is considered a religious symbol and it could offend other religious groups. So the office workers could not put up a tree or decorations. They made an exemption for the fire department because they were livid. Yeah, isn't that unreal? Unreal. Oregon, man, what is up? All right, today in stupidity, Kane.
All right, apparently there's this dude out there named Keith Castillo, known as POV Wolfie online. He's been going around and handing out alcohol and machetes to homeless people. Not a joke. Cut 21.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Need some protection out here. You know what I'm saying? Here. Hell yeah. Out here, you know?
Wait.
Literally machetes.
Machetes and... I mean, wait a minute. Let's be real. That's not a bad... Neither of those separately are bad gifts.
No.
You know? Not. I mean, together, separately. Maybe not a bad gift. Except, you know, you can't have them simultaneously... And buy one and then use it. Anyway, folks, I'll be back on air with you tomorrow. Back behind the mic then. Have a great night.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.